Philip Sample Pierre of the Urgent Care. Today's date is 08/11/2022. Dictation is for Miss Daisy Herrera. Herrera spells H-E-R-R-E-R-A. Daisy spells D-A-Y-S-I. Date of birth is 05/11/1967. This is a 55-year-old female here with back pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 1 week or more. She says pain is located in the bilateral flank regions. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 7 of 10, increased with lateral motion, period. She said pain does not radiate, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. She denies bloody urine. She denies frequency. She denies urgency. Next line, patient also denies fever, myalgia, chills. And says she's eating and drinking well, period. Next paragraph, patients indicated that she works in housekeeping. I noticed pain sometimes get worse with her housekeeping activities, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. No changes since her last visit, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented. Obese young lady in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 175/86. Pulse 95. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Back. No deformity. No tenderness to palpation of bony structures. Next line. She has tenderness to palpation in bilateral flanked regions. Next line. No step off. No crepitus. She has full range of motion with mild discomfort and lateral rotation bilaterally, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. There's mild edema on her left ankle region with mild tenderness to palpation, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended secondary to obesity. No rebung, no guarding, no rigidity. Just normal bowel sounds, period. Just some tenderness in the right upper and left upper quadrants, period. No peritoneal signs, no rebung, no guarding. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert-oriented, times 3, cranial nerves to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is bilateral flank pain. Number 2, bilateral lower extremity pain. Number 3, abdominal pain. Right upper and right upper and left upper quadrants. Next paragraph, CT scan was done. Stone using stone protocol. CT scan was read by the radiologist with no abnormality, period. Mention is made of the appendix, the liver, gallbladder, vasculature, lymphatics. These were all unremarkable. Ultrasound was also done of her abdomen and her kidneys. This study was unremarkable. Because of the swelling of her lower extremities, we did ultrasound of her lower extremities. That was also unremarkable, period. Next paragraph, a urinalysis was done in the clinic. Urinalysis revealed no abnormality, glucose, bilirubin, ketones, blood, proteins, nitrite, and leukocytes were all unremarkable. Patients will be discharged with the following medication. 1, baclofen, 20 milligrams. She will take 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, Mobic. Patient will also take 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30. She was given a work excuse for the next 2 days. With strict return precautions. Also advised to go to the emergency room for pain. It's not improved, period. PMP wear was reviewed. Patients is being followed by an outside provider and takes clonazepam on a regular basis, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. End of dictation.